This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 626, and I thought about it. No, there is no significance to that number. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, we have Chris.
Yeah.
Diecast.
Hey, everyone.
Matt.
What's up?
And Don.
Hey.
No Rob, John, or Jason this week. They're on assignment. Actually, I was told that we were ripping off another show. Or, of course, I've been using that for off and on for 20 years, so I guess they were doing it for me.
That's what everyone says. We're on assignment.
Everybody says that's an old trope.
Yeah, that's just the evening news.
That's an old trope. Yeah. But okay, hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron. We're talking about Transformers here.
Well, no, we were talking about holes.
We were talking about the great Wilkes County Taco Bell sinkhole. We were talking about that, but, you know. Pre-show. Don, are you going to come visit? Let's go. Hey, the day that you have free here in a few weeks, we should go tour the sinkhole.
I don't want to look into a gaping pit of destruction considering where I work. Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's just leave that there. Not going to do anything else.
Yes.
Let's see. I just want to jump straight to the contest stuff. So we've been giving away some items on Twitter that Hasbro provided this in their 35th anniversary More Than Meets the Eye box of stuff. We've given away, what have we given? We gave away some BotBots. We gave away
Soundwave
and
Laser Beacon Ravage.
I just, this week, we had a contest on Twitter where people could share some of their favorite GIFs and Transformers images for a chance to win Energon Igniter's Bumblebee. So we have a winner, and chosen at random, because I have to. And this was actually, I'll just show it. It's Mark Baker Reich. You may know him as JB Blackrock, or GB Blackrock, pardon me. He's all over the place on AllSpark, etc. And his image was how Action Master Thundercracker spent his summer vacation. So there you go. That was the favorite. That was the randomly selected image that we chose. But we had a lot of fun ones. We had some that I'm not going to share.
I saw one. I saw the Soundwave one.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't want to talk about that one. But yeah, there was the Soundwave one that I'm not going to talk about on the show. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I just basically asked people to send us their favorite Transformers image or GIF. I even got in on the action too, even though I can't win. But we've given away some stuff, and we have left at least a few things. We're going to give away whatever the price point is, the $30 price point Megatron from Cyberverse, the big one, transforms into a tank. We're also going to give away, at the very least, Studio Series 38 Optimus Prime, which is, of course, from the Bumblebee movie. And I'll also include with that Studio Series 39 Cogman, which, of course, is, I guess, he's a slight repaint of the Cogman from The Last Night that came out. So
it's a good repaint.
Those will be Twitter contests, just because it's so much easier to give away stuff on Twitter than Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. So, we'll be doing that here over the next week. I'll probably do Megatron next, and maybe the week after we'll do Studio Series 38 and 39. But yeah, congratulations, GB Blackrock, providing that image. It was awesome. We love it. And I'll be contacting you here shortly about sending that your way. So anybody get anything this week? I want to start, because I can, a couple of things. So I didn't want to make a big deal of it, but it was my birthday, turned 40, which feels just like 39, which felt more or less like 38.
Closer to death, only more depressing.
So, thanks. Couple things to send out. Matt got me the Golden Girls Slice of Life game. I love this. At TFCon, I do want to play this. And tickets did go up for sale finally for TFCon. So I pre-ordered, I got my ticket. I got the ultimate pass or the premium weekend pass just so I can get like front of the line and be a jerk about things. And it was limited to 100. I know, Diecast and Matt, you got the normal, so you can't be a jerk. Yeah, you can be a jerk, just less of a jerk.
Oh, I can always be a jerk.
It's normal kind.
It's Diecast. He doesn't need a pass to be a jerk sometimes.
Yeah, Don.
I guarantee Diecast will beat you into that dealer room anyway. I don't know how he does
probably.
It. He does it every time.
Probably.
He'll just cozy up with one of the vendors and, you know, get them to make him a volunteer at their booth. And so he'll get to go in there doing setup.
That didn't even happen last time and he got in during setup. I don't understand how he does it.
That's at least the method of last resort if he can't figure anything else out.
That was my BotCon shtick. You can't steal that. That's what I did.
Well, this is TFCon, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like BotCon, but better.
It's like BotCon, but different.
Yeah, different. Okay, we'll see.
It's not better. It's not better than BotCon, but it's a very good replacement for BotCon.
It's a parallel evolution.
Yeah, if it had official representation, I would say that it would be.
If it had people from Takara coming in and talking about, you know, making Transformers 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that pretty much put on par with BotCon.
I can't argue with that. Yeah. That was a great panel. But yeah. I just feel like BotCon's a little bit more expensive than.
Oh, absolutely.
A little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
But TFCon, the tickets. Also, Diecast, if you're watching video, you can see it right here. I have the NCC 1701D shown, but there's also the NCC 1701. It is the Starship Enterprise. It's an acrylic, etching of both ships, and it has an LED base that you set it down on. It lights up. It looks awesome. So I'm doing some reorganization in my office. So next week, I'm going to have where I can go between two different locations. I like this. It's where my primary screen is. But like all the toys are over there, so I've got a separate station set up because I took my work office out of here and it's now upstairs. So I will be switching back and forth. So when I have a better visual presentation for like video for the podcast, tfradio.net/live. By the way, every week you'll be able to see it prominently. But he got me that. Besides that, I got two other things. One came from Diecast, one didn't. I'll start with the one that didn't. I got Gears. So, of course, I have Gears, but this is just the new one. I wanted something to open to fiddle with, so Walmart had several. I think I'm going to get all the mini bots. I mean, I already have them, but like an extra one each for opening to fiddle with so that I don't like break one of my G1 versions of the toy. The joints are nice and tight on it. It's real. It's every bit as good as my G1 toy. And the joints are so tight on it that, I mean, it's better. But it's if you didn't already have, like, if you don't already have the G1 toy, this reissue is a phenomenal, representation. So, you could get by with that. Speaking of, I guess, phenomenal representations, Diecast was getting rid of this and I wanted it, so I bought his MS-01 Magic Square. What is it, Light of Freedom?
Yes.
Yeah, so
the original one, and yeah. You're getting the metallic?
Yeah. It's the Light of Freedom. It's the original deco, the flat with flat paint or whatever. Diecast is getting the metallic one. I really like it. There are things that make it different than an official product. The plastic feels really soft, and it's a really flat finish, and it feels something between like one of the open and play toys and an official toy, like an official masterpiece toy. It's somewhere in between, but it's like hyper posable. The likeness is great. It's a phenomenal representation of the animation G1 Optimus Prime. I mean, it looks great. It's just super poseable. It has great joints. It's really nice. Again, it doesn't feel like so much as much of a toy as other third-party toys or official toys feel, but it's really nice. And everybody who's been talking about how great it is, yeah, they're dead on. I haven't transformed it yet. I might not even transform it. Honestly, I don't care so much about Optimus Prime's vehicle mode. But you look at like the wheels are in his legs. They're completely hidden. I mean, you would have no idea if you didn't crack them open Just so the general design of the toy is excellent. There's basically no kibble on this thing.
That's why I was torn between that. I wound up getting both, but this is the Transform Element version.
Okay, that looks great.
It's the same thing. They're able to find a way other than the visible slider on the side, which is a little distracting, but not that major.
I mean, the great thing about Transformers in general, especially the early G1 stuff, is things that would be considered kibble, Prowl, like doors that turn into wings and things like that. You know, they become just a visual aspect of the toy. And it's kind of funny that because transformations are different, the transformation schemes between like Masterpiece toys and third-party toys, they don't follow the same scheme. They still have to figure out a way to include that kibble stuff. Like, for example, in Optimus Prime, kibble would be like the smokestacks. You know, if it wasn't part of his visual element, you know, you would probably try to hide them. But I guess what I'm just trying to say is they've just done an amazing job of capturing the look of Optimus Prime and using really nice engineering to obscure the stuff they need to obscure and make prominent the stuff they have to make prominent. So again, I haven't transformed it, but I'm assuming that the grill on the front of Optimus is actually the grill that's part of the truck diecast. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I hate so much when you open up, when you transform an Optimus Prime and it has a fake facade. I hate those.
You know, and that's sort of the one thing about the Siege one is that it does have the fake grill.
Like what was the first one to do that? Powermaster Prime? So it's been going back a long time, you know, that whole conceit that they've been doing with certain toys. They did a phenomenal job. If this had, and again, the plastic isn't bad by any stretch. It just feels more like a vinyl kit to me. If it had more of a solid feel, and it may be the paint, I don't know. But if it just felt a little more plasticky and a little less like vinyl, this would be, I mean, you could pass this off as an official Hasbro product, you know.
Yeah.
And Hasbro would be proud to produce that. It's awesome.
The diecast will probably agree with me on this, but a lot of the Magic Square stuff has that same odd plastic feel. It's not bad. It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. It's just different.
It's different.
Yep.
Yeah, it's... I think I honestly like this flat better than metallic because it tries to look like the animated version of Optimus Prime. If it was metallic, it would probably look a little off to me. So, diecast, I'm glad you prefer the metallic so that I got this at a bargain. Yeah, so, yeah, thank you. This is awesome.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is that open? No, it doesn't. Okay, sorry. I'm still fiddling with this. This is just, it's just a great toy.
Don, what did you get this week?
Yeah, sorry, I was going on about that.
I got absolutely nothing.
What?
Well, then I chose poorly, didn't I?
There is nothing new in my area. I did pick up, I picked up a Siege Galaxy Upgrade Optimus for anyone in the fandom that needed it. And apologies to who's getting it. I have not had a chance to get it weighed yet. I'm sorry. With everything going on, I haven't had a chance to get it. But, yeah.
Did your buyer know how long Matt waited for those Voltron Lions?
You know, when I get some... Anyway. So.
Maybe his buyer will just give up like I did and wait for TFCon to deliver it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's only in... 4 months, 5 months.
But yeah, anyway, there's nothing in my area new. I can't buy something new at all. So yeah.
I know the feeling. I mean, there's nothing new to find in the store here.
I mean, I stopped by a Walmart with my girlfriend on the way back.
Girlfriend.
We got some stuff we need. Oh, friend. And they actually had everything Seed up. They didn't have any Wave 1, but they did have Wave 2. But they had everything current, but nothing new, and that's it. It's like, okay, they've got everything you need except for Wave 1, but there's nothing else.
Great.
Oh.
Sad. Matt, did you get anything? I see that you're wearing the awesome Headmasters shirt from tfradio.net/shirts, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm wearing to HeroesCon this weekend.
Ah, nice. Well, what I will be wearing to TFCon here in but a few short weeks, Toronto TFCon, is the Detolf Club shirt that I got this week.
Nice.
Ah.
Does that actually have like RFC? I haven't looked at it. Does it have, say, like TFRD.net or anything on it?
Yes. Yes, right below the Cross Megatrons.
Great. Awesome. Got to get that promotion out there.
And No Transformers, that but I did pick up Marvel Legends because they had Worthy Captain America with Mjolnir.
I don't buy the movie figures.
I don't buy the movie figures either. This is the only one that I bought because it's Captain America holding Mjolnir.
Actually, I think I have Black Panther. I probably should give it to the kids. But
yeah, I much prefer the comic figures for my collection, but this was happening.
Yeah. I probably
this is what I waited 8 years to see in the movie. Yeah. So
that's pretty great. Okay, so Diecast, what'd you get? You got a big box of stuff.
Yeah, well, first, there are no new toys in my area either, but I went on Amazon and picked up my
those fluid consonants are hard.
It's, you know, now that I have it in hand and I'm playing with it, I really like it. The lenses, I didn't actually know would actually form a lens inside. There is a lens in there, which is really nice. The stand plugs into one of the little shutter pieces, which is also nice. So if you put one behind the lens and then use one as a button, a flash button or, you know, picture button, the other one acts as
shutter
a stand.
Is the word you're looking for.
Yeah. You got everything incorporated into it.
You could also put the extra aperture ring piece on the back underneath where you have the shutter, and it can be the control dial.
Yeah, that too. But it's so nice, and it tabs together so well, and it was designed so well that I'm thinking even more. This gives legs to that repaint or reissue that we saw with the more accurate G1 parts and more accurate G1 colors and actually being a thing, because this mode is just too perfect to not have it documented somewhere, since there's no mention of it in the instructions or anything. It wasn't an afterthought, like, oh, maybe we can make it do this too.
No, the single unit alt mode was the afterthought.
Yeah, I would agree. So, but yeah, that's all I have to say about that. It's really nice. I'm really glad I have it. And at first I thought, you know, for $60, I was like, I'm going to be upset for what it is. I'm very happy with the purchase.
How do you like Reflector as, you know, an individual robot?
I think he's great. I love him. I love this. I don't have a complaint about the size or anything. I think it's perfect. He's got a lot of posability. The only thing is mine, the tolerances were so tight that the arms would pop off on me at the mushroom.
Cap. I guess I lucked out. All three of mine had pretty much perfect tolerances all the way across.
Yeah, but that's a minor nitpick. I rather it be too tight and the mushroom it pop off at the mushroom every once in a while than it be loose.
Yeah, I mean, you can always shave that down a little bit or apply some silicone oil to that too to try to smooth it out if you need to.
I hear that starts happening after you hit 40 or so.
I think Diecast has a few years left then.
Three. Oh, there it is. It's right by my foot. I have to strategically place all the stuff. I got Brunt, too, from Amazon, just because now I don't have to go looking for anything. What else is in this? It's just Brunt and...
Red Alert, but Amazon's not expecting to have that until August 1st for some reason.
That's weird.
Okay, so I've been thinking about it. Remember Hasbro initiated that program first with like Star Wars and Marvel stuff where retailers could theoretically order solid pack cases of one toy instead of getting assortments?
Yeah.
And it seems like they've expanded that program in the last year or two, so I think Transformers are covered now. Amazon may be ordering solid cases of each individual Transformer instead of dealing with the assortments. So the Red Alerts must have got delayed.
So with Trypticon, we had when the toy originally came out, Full Tilt, of course, had a name. But was Brunt named then, or
Brunt was named then? Yes, but he didn't have a robot mode.
Yeah, he was just a tank. You know, the same way Metroplex has Slammer.
Yeah, I just for whatever reason just couldn't remember that being named for some reason.
Maybe we'll get Slammer next year as a weaponizer.
I hope so.
Yeah. Be funny if it ended up being a retool of Brunt, too.
Uh, Yeah, it would look weird.
They'd have to do a lot to it to pull that off, I think.
He's basically a shoebox with a turret on it. So,
I noticed something a little strange on Taobao. Not really that strange, but they have KO or knockoff Q Transformers. Is that what they called those little tiny Transformers? So I got Hot Rod, and I also got a Bumblebee and a Ratchet. And this was a two-pack for the Bumblebee and Ratchet. They actually have die-cast parts, at least in the... Not everything's die-cast, but at least the chest pieces on them... Well, actually, on Bumblebee, it feels like the hood is... Or the roof of the car is die-cast, and everything else is plastic.
I don't have any Q Transformers. I have some Coro Q, but not Qs.
Yeah, they use some die-cast in them, which is a little bit strange. Yeah, and Bumblebee's eyes, they didn't color them in, so it kind of looks weird. I guess you could... Yeah, I mean, Ratchet just has a silver face, and his eyes are silver, too. So, but Bumblebee just has yellow eyes, which is strange. I'd rather, instead of them painting the head crest, maybe do the eyes in silver. But that's probably something you can do with, like, a Gundam marker or something if you wanted to. Rodimus actually has painted eyes, so that's good. He has blue eyes.
I should get Rodimus, at least go with my Coro Q Optimus. Rodimus, I mean. He's the only one I can remember having.
The next thing I got...
I think I had one of the Megatrons, too.
Ugh. Which even has headlights, which I was shocked, is the X-Transbots...
Wow.
What is this, Dead End, or...
Yeah, I think that's right.
Dead End. I think the name is Death Wish.
Yeah, Death Wish.
That's awesome.
Wow. And I've been saying I've been impressed with the X-Transbots, especially like in this line. The car's fully painted. It has a lot of die-cast in it. It's a lot heavier than even I expected from the previous two figures. The transformation's really good. And they added the light-up feature, which none of the other cars had. This is again, great job by X-Transbots.
It looks nice. It makes
I like their cool touch.
It makes me wish, and I'm not even joking, that once they get done with the Stunicons, they go after Puzzler next.
Yeah.
That would be really cool looking.
They've hit their stride. I'm really happy if every release was, you know, right around the same as this, so maybe a little bit better, maybe a little bit worse. I would be happy buying everything they put out.
Okay, so that's the ones where I'm collecting the G2 decos of.
Yeah. Yep.
People are getting the drag strip as well.
Yeah.
Some places, and there are some QC issues popping up with that one. There's apparently some very thin plastic parts.
Uh oh.
Like the engine does the flip over gimmick, I guess, from the Generation 1 toy, and it's on a very thin piece of plastic, and it has broken off on a couple people.
Uh-oh.
So, something to watch out for. Hopefully, the Generation 2 decos will be made of a sturdier material.
Of sterner stuff. Gosh, Diecast, what else do you have? I see one thing that you sent me a picture of.
This is the Voltron, what's it called? The Super Mini Plaw. Yeah, Super Mini Plaw. I texted Matt this because I got it in and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll start working on it. And I opened up the box and like this box is pretty big, and thick, and everything was squashed in here. There was so many pieces. I was like, yeah, I don't have time for that.
I got a message that just said so many pieces.
I looked at it. I was like, that's going to take days. I'm not starting that right now.
I mean, you have to build 20 individual cat legs at least, so
Oh jeez.
This is the downscale.
Yeah. How much Amazon has that. How much do you pay for it?
No, this isn't the one you saw.
Oh, is it a different
remember?
One?
Yeah. That was the upscaled DX9
That's the wise thing, right?
I thought they had a downscaled Hasbro figure.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But
give it time, maybe.
I don't know. Well, I think I paid let's say $40 with shipping. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it?
Next time you're from Taobao, I think I need one of those.
Yeah. He's pretty solid.
Yeah, that one's the Wajang downscale, right? Of
Combiner Wars, yeah.
I don't think it's Wajang. Yeah. But yeah, somebody did it.
Black Mamba, maybe.
If they do Predaking downscaled the same way, I could accept the compromises in the individual toy engineering because, you know, they'd be the size of deluxes like it should have been to start with.
Yeah. I mean, I always feel when you downscale a figure, it makes for thinner plastic where they didn't mean it to be thinner originally as intended, as opposed to upscaling it. You're just making everything bigger. So, in theory, it should hold up a little bit better. When I got him out of the box, he wasn't tabbed together very good. So at first glance, I was like, man, this thing feels really cheap. But now that I got it tabbed together, it's actually pretty solid. It's not bad.
Keep an eye out for alternate colors of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you see an orange one that comes up at the same price, don't even ask me first. Just get it. I will pay you back for it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I'm 100% serious of that. If you see an orange one, just assume I want it and can pay you back, because I will.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. But yeah, he's pretty good, and I'm happy just because of the way my shelves are that I'll actually be able to put Devastator with the rest of my Combiner Wars combiners.
So it is the same height as the regular Combiner Wars teams?
Dang it.
Or within reason, close. Yeah, I mean, a head or so
of variance is totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could grab one if you really want. It would just take a second.
It's fine.
I could do it at the
end. Post something to Twitter. Yeah.
I need that. Twitter would probably be better.
Wait, who made that one?
Retweet that.
Who made that one?
He doesn't know. He got it off Taobao.
let me check my texts.
All we seem to establish was that it's not Wajang.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have.
KBB, maybe?
The last thing I got in my Taobao box.
What is that?
Another one?
It says,
Cool Change Phoenixes. This is my fourth one.
Why? They have the wrong symbols.
I love it. I've one with the Decepticon symbol now. Okay,
so now he has a jet for Decepticons, a robot for Decepticons, a jet for Autobots, and a robot for Autobots.
Okay.
What do you have?
Pretty much.
I mean, I've done stupider collecting things. It's just in my case, they're cheaper than that.
Yeah, not at $259 retail.
Yeah. So
I have one X and three regulars.
By the way, basically. Diecast's Devastator's name is by Cool Change. It's Kubian, KUBIAN.
Oh, yeah,
Kubian
Bow. Yeah, Kubian Bow.
That's KBB. It was listed at $50 at TF. Direct, now it's 70. It's funny, it pops up at $49.95 and it refreshes to $69.95. So,
oh, because it was that popular.
It's no box. The no box version is the $50. So,
according to Night Sword, the G2 version is already confirmed with photos.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yellow G2 isn't.
We want orange G2. I would also accept a mix of Diaclone colors.
There's a special message in the chat waiting for Diecast that I just approved.
Yeah.
Well, just remember, I'm getting mine from the Chinese market, too, so I'm not taking away from the American market.
Okay, I'm going to check eBay for that, because I want that now.
Do you have anything else, Diecast?
Nope, that's it.
Well, as soon as Brian is done checking eBay, as per usual for the show, we can move on to the big item in the news.
Instead of doing the big item, let's just go ahead and jump into rampant speculation, because SDCC is coming up, and lately that's been where Hasbro unveiled the next big thing. It's where they've unveiled the last couple of series, at least the first taste of what it is. It may not be a whole lot. So I guess I'm curious, what do you guys think we're going to see for 2020? And maybe late 2020 and early 2021, that's going to be shown at SDCC. What do we expect to see? And I'm thinking like big picture, not necessarily granular down to like you know, every single figure, but like what do you expect the themes to be? Like, obviously we're not going to know the names of anything necessarily. What do you expect to see? Chris, I think this was your idea to talk about it.
I'm more thinking like what there's going to be an absence of, and I'm kind of curious whether Battlemasters have a future. Because what I've observed looking through things like Brickseek, where you can kind of get a cross-section of like a whole region's coverage of a toy price point or whatever, not a lot of Walmarts opted to carry the $5 to $6 price point generations toys. And I know last year they ended up clearancing out a ton of the Titan Masters. I don't think they have a lot of confidence in that area of the line. And if Walmart decides they don't want to carry that anymore, that's probably going to mostly spell the end for that as a thing. So I'm kind of in thinking we'll see that turn into something else entirely, probably like the $7 to $8 price point where they add a little bit more back into it, or it's just going to be gone and $10 is going to be our baseline level for Transformers going forward. Which, the way everything else is going, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me just on an economics level, like not even a retailer support level. You know, from some of the stuff we've seen from, like, super early store listings and stuff, where we can't even say it's really, like, confirmed as a thing that's going to be coming up. You know, we heard about, like, Leader Class Astro Train and rumblings of Ape Face. I feel like we're going to see a little bit more of the same kind of play patterns carry through, but maybe cycle back in some of the earlier generation stuff here and there where it's appropriate. So we might see, you know, a Headmaster here and there, and maybe Astro Train will innovate the leader price points play pattern too, where it's not just a Voyager with armor anymore, although that would be appropriate for Astro Train. What I'm kind of hoping to see would be like, I guess an expansion of Generation Selects. Like, the stuff they've come out with so far seems to have gone over pretty well, so hopefully they're already, like, planning for next year's lineup for that, and we'll get a taste of, like, the more directly collector-focused merchandise to go alongside the mainline War for Cybertron.
So is Siege continuing into 2020, or is it time to
War for Cybertron is continuing the trilogy, 2020, but trilogy. It won't be the Siege subtitle.
Okay, so I guess my thought is this. You know, combine the last trilogy that we had, Combiner Wars, Power of the Primes, and Titan, or what was it called?
Titan's Return and Power of the Primes.
Yeah, Titan's Return. I mean, so there were, like, high-level themes with those series. If Siege had a theme, it's battle damage. But
yeah, I'd like to see that go.
Well,
interconnectivity, too, with the Battlemasters and the...
What's left? What innovations could Hasbro pull out of their pocket, or could they go back to the well and rehash?
Well, they've already knocked out Micromasters and Pretenders, which are not necessarily fan favorites. So
they did such a mediocre is not the right way of putting it, a half-hearted measure with Pretenders, though.
But they also did about the only thing that would have made me happy with Pretenders, which is, you know, they're there, but they're not intrusive.
Yeah, I mean, it would take both a lot of innovation and also a lot of like physical material to take Pretenders and make them something more than what they did with them.
So yeah. It seems like Siege. Yeah, we have the interconnectivity with the Battlemasters and everything,
and the weaponizers.
But for the most part, it just seems like they're going back to the well with some of the characters, and, you know, pulling a couple that you might not expect out. Given this creative team, do we expect to see more, I didn't expect to see that character, you know, come out of them, or do we just expect to see, you know, the same characters that we've seen for a while? So my thought is we're probably just going to see the same characters again based on the fan poll that we're going to talk about here in a little while, which, you know, three of them, you know, we've gotten somewhat recently, even though one's a BotCon.
If you count BotCon stuff, we've gotten all four of them in the last like 10 years.
Yeah. So
with this design team, I expect a little bit of both. You know, we're gonna get the core 84 cast because, you know, that's what everybody knows, that's what sells, but that's what Siege has been so far. But at the same time, we got Cog, we got Six Gun. These are deep cuts. We never expected to get, you know, a deluxe Six Gun. Nobody ever expected that. So I expect, you know, a majority of, you know, been there, done that with sprinklings of what the hell is this thrown in there.
Yeah.
We're not going to get anything new, though, right? Sorry, Don. We're never going to see something new again.
As far as like Alpha Bravo and Rook and Combiner Wars, if that's what you're talking about?
I'm talking like Armada, like something completely new.
Oh, we got there Cybertron. That the Cybertron Defense Hotshot head for Hound.
I'm talking about like a core cast that's brand new. You know, yeah, maybe some name reuses, but you know, it's new. We're never getting that again.
Not from this design team.
No. The closest we would ever see to something like that would just be incorporating non-G1, non-generation stuff into the Generations line.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, you know, Hasbro is trying to be an IP property, or an IP company. They're trying to keep continuity
lines. Somebody out there might be screaming, well, what about Robots in Disguise? Well, you know, it's a continuation, basically, of Prime, which is, you know, their attempt at, like, that singular universe that bombed miserably, but it's really more of the same, even though they introduced some new stuff.
I think what we're going to see is we're getting a lot of G1 in the Siege line with the deep cuts. I think if this design team holds steady, we're going to be seeing them looking at the original 84, 85, 86, and still following that. So like we'll be getting a Trax and a Hoist and a lot of the season 2 characters. But also, I think we're able to see some more Japanese characters worked into it.
Raiden,
maybe possibly a Raiden, but other like if you want like a Minerva to give it based on maybe it may be one of the existing female molds. I don't know. They may do. You know, I think next year we're going to see a Thunderclash from this Optimus Prime.
Dawn, don't play with my emotions like that.
I'm saying if any design team is going to finally acknowledge the Euro G1 stuff,
the Rotorstorm so bad.
It's going to be Stalker. This design team. It's going to be this design team if they finally look at the Euro G1 stuff.
Predators,
a small, you know, a four deluxe size Predators over the course of say one per wave for four waves.
Yes.
The Turbo Masters.
Yes.
One per wave for four waves. Thunderclash from this Optimus Prime.
Yes, Thunderclash per wave for four waves. totally about that.
Well,
one
of them could be Machine Wars Optimus Prime. That way,
repaint. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'm saying if any, I mean, we've taken this design team to task a little bit for being so deep down the G1 well, Lassie can't find them. But we are getting some pretty deep cuts, like y'all said, with Cog and Six Gun. I'm hoping they look at this Euro G1 line, and also they look at some other Japanese
characters. So bad.
Yes, and the Japanese characters. You know, we get some other, you know, we get maybe a version of Power Masters. Maybe the Battle Master could be called, maybe they can keep Power Master. Maybe they can use Engine Master. Maybe they can use whatever.
I think they introduced the title of Battle Master in order to have one, you know, branding name they could use for all kinds of masters. Because,
right.
There's, you know, Lionizer, which is obviously an Action Master partner, but it's a Battle Master now because that's just what this class of character is called.
But I could see them doing a Voyager slapdash with a Formula One Cybertronian mode with Battle Master lube with lube, and it's a Power Master feature.
You know what they haven't done, and I don't see them doing it because I think it would be disastrous, but and when I'm not talking about the characters, I'm talking about the gimmick. They've not done Action Masters. Like,
okay,
you know,
so I mean,
I wasn't going to bring up that.
I mean, but so in my mind, it would be like a larger Human Alliance sort of thing. You would have like, you could have a Wreck-Gar that is an action figure that comes with a Wreck-Gar that's a motorcycle that he can ride around. I don't think it's a good idea. Yeah. I think it's horrible. I'm just thinking about stuff.
I want a junkie on Weaponizer.
Yeah, I want that too.
Yeah.
Now it's like the most obvious thing.
Yes.
Now I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up or not, because I'm not sure. This may be the complete fantasy, but if you take the Battlemaster price point around the $5 to $6 range and make Action Master style figures in this price point. Not only
no one will buy them.
Decoys.
Well, no, exactly. You get both the decoy homage and you get the Action Master.
I kind of like that, honestly. I think that's way out there. Yeah,
that that would sell.
Yeah, it wouldn't sell. But I like actually, you know, hell, I'm just going to spoil it. So the world's smallest Transformer story that we have coming up, it's basically what that is, except it's more expensive. So there's a new licensed Transformers figurine that's coming out that's really tiny. It's called World's Smallest Transformers. It's not like the Takara stuff that came out. It doesn't transform. It's just a small figurine. It's kind of like the tiny G.I. Joe and the tiny Rubik's Cube. You used to be able to find it at Toys R Us before it closed.
Just World's Smallest Transformers?
Yes. You know, I've lost all mine, funny enough. But I think that I love the idea of decoys. I love those. That's one of my favorite little things that happened in G1. I would love to see something like that.
I mean, that's such a deep double cut. It seemed like this design team would be the ones to say, hey, we can get Action Masters and decoys in this G1 themed line.
So
in this price point for kids to buy.
Yeah. So are like Battle Masters or Titan Masters, could that just become part of the DNA of Transformers in the next line, just include both because we've, you know, had those before, or even the Pretender stuff?
Well, it would mean you would have a lot of back if it was the same Titan Masters as what we got before, you wouldn't have your backwards compatibility for those people. It may not be a major, it may not be the big selling feature, but it would be nice to acknowledge the backwards compatibility.
The thing that just keeps clicking in my head is at Toy Fair, John Borden made a big deal about how Jetfire's cockpit actually will seat a Titan Master or a Prime Master figure. Like,
exactly.
It's specifically sized for that. They call it an Easter egg, but that's what they always call the stuff where they're either not ready to talk about an intended play feature that's to do with a little later down the line.
They're testing out. Yeah.
So, like, you know, if there is an ape face and it's going to be a headmaster, there might be other headmasters also, and Jetfire being able to accommodate them is an acknowledgement of that a little bit ahead. Yeah. The same way we got Titans Return Buzzsaw as part of Combiner Wars.
Yeah. It's like an Easter egg is Legends Megatron fitting in Masterpiece Sky. That's an Easter egg. Talking about a feature that was just out 2 years prior, that's really not what you would call an Easter egg. Like you said, it's a hint that there could be more on the horizon.
I think
I'd love to see next year, and this is going in a little bit different direction, and I think Matt will be with me on this. There's still a few of the Autobot mini cars we did not get updated in Generations, and I would like to see, like, maybe one deluxe slot per wave used for, like, a two-pack where you get a Legend, like, you know, a Warpath that's maybe a little bit bigger than the Legends we got before. Yeah. And include with that either a Battlemaster, if you have to go, like, you know, really low end with it, or a Micromaster from one of the teams where we've only got, you know, two members out of it. You know, like, start filling in some of the holes, from two different directions here. Yeah. So, you know, you get your Warpath, you maybe get, like, some G2 redecos, you know, G2 Beachcomber in one of them. Finally get a Cliffjumper, you know, that kind of stuff, Hubcap.
What was the last Cliffjumper we got out of Universe?
There was the, like, Dollar General Legend, which
right.
I think that was a Bumblebee redeco or retool anyway.
Okay, when was the last time we got a Cliffjumper that wasn't a Bumblebee redeco?
Prime.
I think we're gonna get, if it's not HasLab Unicron, we're gonna get some sort
HasLab
of
C-cons?
Next HasLab, project, because, and I think it's going to be Transformers related, just because the Star Wars one is done and delivered to everyone.
Or they'll just go back to the Star Wars well, because that's where the money is.
Or they just abandon HasLab because we've heard nothing else about it. Yeah.
Well, no, I've heard that it's going to continue.
Of course they're going to say that at Toy Fair, though, while their initial HasLab product has yet to be shipped out to the backers. Like, they're not going to say at that point at their their expo, basically, that HasLab didn't really work out for us. We're not going to be continuing that, with nothing in hand to show for it. It's going to be something that they're going to, like, quietly drop off in between events once they fulfilled their initial obligation.
I mean, even the redone Hasbro Pulse site has HasLab prominent on the. I mean, that's my thing. I really feel like there's going to be the next HasLab announcement there, and it might tie in with Transformers.
So, real quick, I think we may be trying to be too clever about some of this stuff, too. One thing I expect to see, again, part of this design team, a deluxe Seeker mold, a new one. I mean, it's...
Oh, that would be great. I think it's kind of early for that,
I mean, I don't.
Well, if they're doing the cone heads in a different...
What I expect to see is Siege all over again, but with 85 characters instead of 84. That's what I expect.
So I think.
But if they make a Trailbreaker that's the same like mass and volume as Ironhide, and is also a good toy, like I can't be angry at that.
Part of me wants kind of, even though it's new, but it's not. Part of what me wants to see them abandon this whole Cybertronian mode thing and just go back to straight up Earth modes.
I want them to abandon the pretense that they're trying to make everything Cybertronian and just make the toys what they need to be to do what they want them to do.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. But like,
trying to force that Starscream mold into a Tetrajet shape didn't.
Yeah. I just want Starscream. I just want Starscream as a jet and give it to me as a deluxe and so that I can buy again
and
a thousand
repaint
times.
The crap out of it on Hasbro Pulse.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't even object to Starscream remaining a Voyager at the $30 price point if, it was a good toy in both modes, fun to transform. Like, if it reaches the price that they're asking for it, that's fine.
Yeah, I actually prefer my Seekers to be a little bit larger since they are jets.
Yeah, I mean, while there are some aspects of the enforced scale scheme that they've introduced with Siege that I sort of resent a little bit, like how some toys and characters have been forced to be smaller than they should be for what they cost, that kind of thing. Like, I still like it in concept because it's making the stuff look like a little more the way I think it should in my head. The jets are bigger than the cars. That's a big one right there. Yeah. Optimus and Megatron are roughly the same size. Megatron maybe a little bit bigger depending on, which exact instance you're looking at. But I mean, the stuff is kind of fitting together that way. I would kind of like Ultra Magnus to be bigger than it is, but...
Yes.
Yeah, can't have everything. And, like, the toy is actually fun to handle, so it kind of gets an excuse on that. The armor is very comprehensive, unlike the Galaxy Upgrade Optimus, where it's not nearly as interesting looking.
One thing I did want to say about the HasLab real quick is that if we do not get a Transformer this time, I honestly believe the next HasLab thing is going to be a USS Flag because we're hearing about them. That's my reasoning right there. They're talking about trying to relaunch G.I. Joe. We've heard about this off and on.
So let's do it with the biggest, most expensive G.I. Joe vehicle ever.
Figures to go with it.
Well, no.
It'll come with Keel Hall.
But what I'm saying is that what they're going to do is if they're going to try to relaunch G.I. Joe through HasLab, there is no better piece than the Flag because you have entire swaths of G.I. Joe collectors that don't want to pay what a complete Flag runs nowadays.
Okay.
If they can get a new Flag, they have the molds from the Big Bad Toy Store exclusive Joe figures that they can repaint into other characters. So they can put figures with existing molds in that as part of the deal, and they relaunch the line with the biggest, most impressive piece they can to get people's attention. Not only for new people, you got your naval fans, your military fans, plus people from the past who want a Flag who don't want to have to hunt down all the parts for the existing
one. You know what people like better than the military? Space.
So
yeah, I don't
Defiant?
Have space yes. for it, so...
Okay, so I know exactly what's going to happen with HasLab. Like, Don's theory here has helped me just, like, put all this together in my head. So they're going to hand HasLab, the whole project, over to Brian Savage. And every year where there was a JoeCon exclusive set, that's just going to be the HasLab thing every year. So you can, kickstart back a set of G.I. Joe redecos, retools.
I was being serious. I was being serious because
well,
I'm just saying, if you're going to relaunch G.I. Joe,
They're not.
Who says they're going to relaunch G.I. Joe? They're just
I'm just saying, if they want to make it a thing again, saying that would be, to me, go big or go home, have the figures with the set, and not only do you have new people interested, you have people that want
You wouldn't have new people interested, Don. It's G.I. Joe.
Yeah. No, if they were to redo G.I. Joe, not to get too off topic, they would go the 6-inch line.
Probably. So here's the, real quick, the thing about G.I. Joe, and God, this isn't a G.I. Joe podcast, thankfully, but I do have JoeCast.com and CobraCast.com available if anybody wants to buy them. With G.I. Joe, the problem is I don't want new stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there that I don't have that, you know, I can just buy that and be happy with it instead of having to. You know,
they've tried G.I. Joe as the larger size before, and it's never worked because the whole thing about G.I. Joe in the 80s was where you made all the money was the vehicles and the play sets.
Yeah. Hey, okay.
So that's kind of necessary to the G.I. Joe model. You can't upscale the figures and expect the line to work.
Yeah. Wasn't Star Wars like that, too? But Star Wars did the upscale thing.
But Star Wars is not G.I. Joe.
It just doesn't work with Star Wars.
Star Wars isn't even really Star Wars anymore.
That's true.
No, what G.I. Joe needs is to be sold to Mattel so that Mattel can hand it over to the Mega Bloks.
Yes.
Yeah, and that would perfectly fulfill everything G.I. Joe needs to be in this day and age, except for the fact that there's no actual stores that carry Mega Bloks
anymore. So let's go ahead and jump to...
And Maddie Collector is a disaster.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump to the actual news, though. So Hasbro, on its Facebook page, is going to have a vote basically between three or four toys. It's Gnaw, like Runabout, Runamuck, Shrapnel, or Needle Nose. So you can go vote at Facebook.com/Transformers or whatever it is. And you can vote
tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
So by the time you hear the podcast,
it'll be over. It'll be over.
Probably so.
So, I mean, I have a perfectly good Runabout and Runamuck set from the Transformers Club, so I don't need that.
I have like 31 perfectly good Gnaws.
Yeah. I have 3 to 5 good Gnaws. I forget exactly.
We have the Insecticons that came out. I don't necessarily need a new one.
Yeah, all three of them, not just one.
So a new mold.
I actually already have 2 Shrapnels.
Yeah, a new mold of Needle Nose would be great. That's probably the one you should vote for.
When you say new mold, I mean, like, there's indications this would probably be a Starscream retool.
Because
Needle Nose has appeared in the TCG art a few times now.
This is why
shape that looks a lot like Starscream retooled.
This is why people don't vote.
Okay, never mind. I want the Battle Chargers now. Yeah.
It's like, my vote doesn't count, so, you know, I'm just going to not vote.
But the thing with the Battle Chargers is that, like, it's entirely foreseeable they could get at least 5 uses out of the, like, core engineering of that, because you'd get Runabout and Runamuck, who I've decided to collectively term Muckabout. And then from that, you could easily jump to Wheeljack. And Tracks. Then to Tracks.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's...
That was the last Tracks mold. Road Rage. Deep Cut.
Yeah.
Pedal.
Yeah.
I would love to see Hasbro go the loud pedal route. That would be awesome.
That'd be Generation Selects. I mean, they would probably actually opt for that over Road Rage, just because, like, with Road Rage, we're up to tooling.
Okay, so...
Yeah, we're up to 6 now.
Vote. Okay, so breaking news.
Thank Slicer. You. Break. 7.
Oh, Slicer, yeah. I'd be for that.
I want Gnaw. I want to build some more Gnaws, and I'm perfectly fine.
$20 each?
Yeah.
I would do it because I have problems.
Breaking news. So, what is this? So, Eric retweeted something from some show. It's King Poseidon. Is this?
It's Seacons.
Is it Tokyo Toy Show time already?
I didn't think so. Is this the, is this third party, or is this...
Generation Selects, it says. Well, there you go.
Before Unicron.
Ha ha ha.
Holy crap.
And we won.
Yeah. And it's being called
Thank
King
you,
Poseidon.
Thank you.
It looks like it's a gift set.
I think you could get by with calling it King Poseidon as a third party name, just because of the name Poseidon.
it would be called King Poseidon because this generation selects is being headed by Takara, not Hasbro.
Well, I mean, a third so party could get by with calling it probably King Poseidon, even though it's Takara trademark or however
okay,
it works there.
So now the new official stance of Radio Free Cybertron is hashtag God Neptune repaint before Unicron.
Yes. So if they're going to release this, they're probably going to try to squeeze out as much as they can. So God Neptune, I think, is probably likely.
Yes, pretty likely.
And
so they only have one additional C-Con set to go in time to show here.
Wait, they only have a leg, the torso. Do we not have? We don't have the
There's
whole.
There's a hand there.
Okay.
There's a hand and a foot in the foreground for demonstration purposes.
Like, wait, I don't see a full combiner yet.
No, but before this, we only had a silhouette of Turtle or Snaptrap.
Yeah.
So this at least is proof of concept that, yes, it is going to be a full combiner. It's not just going to be like, here's some retooled parts that already existed for this mold that we're just going to put out, even though we have no follow-up plans immediately available.
I see Scalor there, along with Tentakill, or not Tentakill, Turtler.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. They have one in addition to what we saw before.
So they have four figures out.
What?
They have four figures out.
No, they have Busy. Turtler and Scalor. Yeah. Yes, yeah, they're
still need to fill in
four.
Three to four blanks, depending.
So this is excellent.
I feel like that we're not seeing a whole team together. Like, even the background art is a silhouette. They may not be a box set, because if they were going to do it as a box set, I feel like they would have waited until they had prototypes for the whole thing. Yeah.
I agree.
Which could be good news for nut jobs like me that want to go Master Force on these and get multiples of the limbs.
Oh,
I have such a problem. Someone please end me.
Oh, well,
but not right now. We're having.
I was going to say I can just drop you off the call.
That's not the kind of ending I meant.
Ant is also gloating on Twitter, Diecast. Just so you know.
Oh, good. Well done, everyone.
It's not bad enough. When I go to the Hasbro events, I got to get that from Ant. I got to get it on Twitter, too.
Yeah, but we're only seeing the two figures here, so it's going to be a while.
Before, yeah, you know. That's fine. Summer is going to be very expensive for me, as is. I wouldn't mind waiting till like April.
I know it's coming, and that's good enough for now. Yeah.
We just have to live long enough to see them.
So I'm sharing the link out in the chat. People are asking for it. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited. So I can just quit collecting Transformers now.
Not now. You have to wait until these come out.
Yeah. And
you have to finish
colors.
This trilogy.
If you quit collecting now, you'll never get these, and that will be a, you know, like, life failure.
Yeah. God. This is awesome.
And, you know, if Hasbro is willing to revisit, you know, old gimmicks, you know, we could see a stateside release of these too.
Oh, we will. We'll see this through Hasbro Pulse, just like Star Convoy. I have no doubt of that.
Yeah.
I'm so by this.
Hasbro might actually bundle them together as a box set for that purpose.
God, I want this.
The same way Hasbro China just put like all the Power of the Primes Dinobots in a big box together and called that a box set.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same unmodified toys in, I think, individual retail packaging inside the big box.
Ant's actually got a better picture of the face. He's got a close up on the combiner head.
No, I assume you mean he's retweeted a closer. Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't think Ant's actually there at what I'm presuming is Tokyo Toy Show.
Well, no, probably not.
Probably not. We don't know for sure.
No, he has a baby at home. I'm pretty sure he's at home. He's not going to Tokyo.
That's good. I'm sure his wife appreciates that.
I mean, that Piranacon King Poseidon looks like it's going to be maybe pretty king size.
No. This is a retool of Hunger.
Right.
So, like, it's
shared engineering. God, don't call them retools.
Yeah. No. Well, no, I'm just saying. We were guessing.
It's not like you think it's a retool of Silverbolt. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, but we were guessing Turtler was going to be around a Voyager. I was just thinking
because Hunger is a Voyager.
Because
right,
it's basically
the retool
Hunger.
Of Hunger.
Yeah. Right, but with the
C-Con
attached.
I want so bad I can taste it.
But
I want this so bad I can taste it.
But with the secret,
tonight I dine on robot turtle soup.
Yeah, no, but with the C-cons attached, that's going to add about another 4 to 6 inches to the base.
Yeah, it'll make it the same height as like basically all the other Combiner Wars combiners.
Okay, all right. Okay, I would just have a sense of scale there, but okay.
I don't think we have a good enough look at the C-con limb here to say for sure, but I assume that's just a retool of a Terracon.
Okay, all right.
So let's just move along. We got quite a few other things to talk about.
Oh,
so
who cares?
This is better.
Yeah. It is better.
We can go on. We're done with this.
The more we talk about this, the more despair we inflict upon Diecast, and I think we can all agree that's what brings us back here every week.
It is pretty awesome, isn't it?
You just wait till I work for Hasbro. That's all I got to say.
All third party all the time.
My C-cons.
He'll just start if he got that job at Hasbro, he would just start licensing stuff out to fans' toys.
We have to cancel the C-cons. That would be my main mission.
Hey, so real quick, we talked about MP47 Hound last week. So now we have some more photos and confirmation. It's like $180. Pre-orders have gone up for like $160 at the major online Transformers retailers. So damn it, that is expensive.
We've also discovered that his special accessory is a shield made of canvas,
a cone of a hologram cone, the hologram driver, those darn windshield or rear view mirrors or side mirrors. I hate those so much. Yeah, this is just
But he's got his canvas roof part, and they're calling it a shield for robot mode.
He can even hold it as such.
Yes,
man.
I mean, it's getting kind of ridiculous that they're like, we're just going to get next masterpiece is going to be, look, it comes with four wheels, and they're going to put them off to the side and be like, you can put them on the main vehicle.
You know what this needs? I'm not even joking. Actually, I am joking. Two things. One, it needs, because with that top, it kind of looks like a MASH vehicle. So we need the MASH helicopter, but we also need the thing that catches the tripwire that sticks up out of the front to keep the drivers from being decapitated by like the razor wire. So it needs that, if you know what I'm talking about. Never mind. But that would look really cool.
It's the top color is terrible.
Yeah, it looks bad.
I like this, but I'm hoping they do like a plus version that's more toy colored.
Yeah, the top should have been green.
I'll be honest, though. I like the way this looks, but I cannot see me spending that much money to replace Gundog.
I've already pre-ordered mine.
When Gundog looks... Well, how much was it, Matt? Just out of curiosity, on Amazon Japan.
Can't remember right offhand.
Okay. Any check?
I did it on my phone, so it wasn't translating. So I have no idea.
Are you used to that with Taobao anyway?
Yeah, I just don't see the $140 difference for the Switch out.
Did I pre-order it? Let me check.
I did.
No,
definitely.
The last thing I pre-ordered was that reissue of Soundwave. So, but yeah, so.
Brian, you've got Soundwave.
But this one
doesn't have one with the red eyes.
Yes. I know.
13,590 yen.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. So what's my card?
$140-ish.
No, 120. The exchange rate's better than that.
Okay. So there you go, Don. At 120.
Yeah, Gundog's fine.
No, it's not. So
yeah, it's really not. Gundog's kibbly and misproportioned.
Okay, it's pre-ordered.
Now, if you said Fans Toys Willis, I would say yes, you're right. But
and you're wrong, because Gundog is a much better looking figure.
So, no. Okay, have you seen pictures, Don? You should go back and check some comparisons. They have them everywhere.
What else do we have here? Flames Toys, Kuro, I can never pronounce this, Kuro, Kara, Kuri, Megatron.
Is this the expensive ones?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they are.
Okay.
Kuro, Kara, Kuri is the expensive thing. The Furai models are the cheaper model kit ones.
Gotcha. What is this Megatron from? He has wings. I kind of like
that's the IDW Stealth Bomber body, but they've embellished it with the wings.
Yeah, it's definitely stealth. Yeah, wow.
You know, I expected when it said G1 Optimus to be a little more G1-ish, but there's the thrill, the pelvic thrusting action is just really distracting.
Yeah,
I hate that. The pelvic thrusting action is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's right in my face.
Not for me.
It's not for me.
It's not for me.
Yeah, this is one you need to go to tfradio.net/626 and click on the link to look at it.
It's, at least if they want to do that, because for whatever reason it doesn't translate to us in America, they should have two and pose one regular and then pose one with the pelvic thrusting action.
So another thing, Soundwave and Ravage from Prime One Studios. Again, it's very mecha-y.
I mean, it's accurate to the movie look.
Yeah, it's the Bumblebee movie design.
He looks a little thicker than...
He was pretty thick, and like even Optimus was fairly thick in the movie. The Studio Series toy just slimmed the proportions down its benefit, honestly.
It looks like Pretender Grimlock. You know, he looks that thick.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah, he looks that thick. He has not missed leg day. His legs are ginormous.
He hasn't missed Donut Day either.
No, he hasn't.
Ooh, Donut Day.
Yeah. How much is this, do we know?
Well, it's a Prime One Studios statue, so... Statue price.
That's a lot. They're going to sell one price range.
It's the, you know, where these are all, like, limited to issue runs of, like, 500 or something, and that seems to be a perfectly sustainable model.
And here's my thing with the statues. We always hear about these statues that are coming out. I never actually see them come out or see them available for purchase. Not that I'm looking for them, but
sure,
I don't know.
Big Bad Toy Store has carried them. I don't know if they keep current with them to this day, but like they have. It's more, I think, a matter of we hear about these getting announced and everything, but like we observe many times when we talk about this, we just don't know anybody who actually buys them.
Okay. Let's see here. So Transformers box art puzzles coming from Ocean Designs. So we have that's not the space battle of Trypticon in Metroplex. It's they're floating. No, they're walking, fighting each other. Then there's a cloud of, you know, combiners around them.
The 86 back of box art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean's Designs are the ones that do the really nice decals that I like, that I buy all the time.
It's licensed products as far as I can see. Like, there's Hasbro markings on these puzzles even.
Yeah.
So these are official products. I don't know what the availability is going to be like in the U.S. for these.
Probably slimmed
like,
and done.
I like that these exist.
Yeah, I would actually, you know, pick a couple of these up if they were, you know, readily available.
If I didn't hate jigsaw puzzles...
Well, and the interesting thing, too, there's a picture of where someone's picking it up and it's staying together as one piece when it's assembled. Like, you can put it together and it will hold together so you can move it around.
Or is it just, you know, an uncut?
Well, I mean, that's kind of impossible to tell from the pictures. I kind of hate you for suggesting that now.
It looks cut.
Yeah, the bad thing is, according to the article, one is limited to 300 pieces, the other is limited to 1,000.
No, that's pieces. The number of pieces in the puzzle, Doc.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
One's a smaller, simpler 300-piece jigsaw puzzle, the other is a larger 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. Presumably they'll make as many of these as people want to buy.
Okay, the way it's phrased,
in the context of understanding that we're talking about puzzles here and not statues...
Yeah, so next...
Very, very two-dimensional square statues.
So, next item, Bombus B debuts Troublemaker, unofficial movie, Devastator Project, which...
I'm so glad you put this in, because I was going to talk about this if it
which,
wasn't
which
in.
One, which one is this?
Well, I think, apart from the Studio Series one, I think this is the only movie Devastator Project so far.
Yeah, and this is a new company.
But yeah,
again, well, new we company already... We already have the Studio Series announced and starting to come out.
Although, I think this is going to be substantially bigger. Information on the Weibo post says that their Devastator, which they're calling Troublemaker, which is horribly uninspired, from head to foot is going to be about 50 centimeters or 20 inches, give or take.
Titan scale.
Yeah, well, a little smaller.
Yeah,
I kind of like Wheelie Robot Monster, but that's just because ever since somebody started calling him Wheelie Robot Monster, it's kind of stuck in my head.
Yeah,
but I can't believe they're doing a movie Devastator, especially when Studio Series is doing one right
now. I hate Revenge of the Fallen Devastator so much anyway. I just don't see the point.
Yeah.
I think since they have two prototypes, you know, done and showable. They probably had this in progress before the Studio Series 1 was announced, and, you know, much like a Hasbro toy that gets past a certain point, they're just stuck with it now.
Yeah.
I hope so. This probably would have did a lot better if it was their first toy and there was no competition out there for it.
I think there's going to be a certain part of the audience that's going to look at the comparative size of this and decide that it's going to be worth the 5 or 6 times it's going to cost over the already expensive Studio Series Devastator, and they'll be on board with it. But, like, the 8 toys that make up Studio Series Devastator together will cost about $260. I did the math for this. It's in the T-Formers post. But, like, for the size that Demolisher is, like, someone would be lucky for that to not cost about $200 by itself.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
Well, me either, but I'm not getting the Studio Series one.
Me neither. So. And I'm happy about that.
I bought Scrap Metal because that just looks like a, you know, cool design and it's a nice toy, but I'm not interested in getting the set.
I think I bought like 5 Studio Series figures and that's all I need.
Meanwhile, Rampage is just like totally shelf-warming like I always knew it would. And Hightower, I'm sure, is going to do the same thing for the deluxes.
I was going to say...
Hightower is a very good figure, though.
If...
Do you have Hightower?
Oh, is that not the yellow one? That's
great. Hightower is the Goblin.
Oh, all right.
I was going to say
that one is Scrap Metal.
I was going to say
Scrap Metal. Yeah, Scrap Metal is very good.
If they did, if they did like a Legend scale Wheelie or a Breacher or something, I would consider getting those for Studio Series. But considering that one of those didn't even make it on, you know, it wasn't even a movie
How
character.
About a little tiny Skids and Mudflap that gets sucked up by the Devastator?
Oh, that'd be great.
Wait, okay. This actually. I just noticed something new about this truck.
Oh, do we have to talk about it? Because who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it does, apparently.
The mixer truck, it Mix looks master. Like it has mask on the grill and the doors. So this is the first third-party mask toy we have. So I have to
Are you sure that's not it. Mac?
It's Mac. It's a Mac truck. It's a Mac truck.
It says M-A-S-K.
No, it says like. M-A-C-K. I already saw that. It's a Mac truck, which means they'll probably get sued for the Mac truck name.
I would probably beg to differ. I think they
did
you that.
Would probably beg to differ. Well, when you figure it out for sure, if you'd like to beg to differ, get back to us. Maybe we can revisit that next week. All right. In the meantime, it's a Mack truck.
I'm pre-ordering this now because I have to prove everybody wrong.
Okay, so tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, you know, you can pre-order stuff there, and it'll help us out. There's lots of Transformers right now. You can pre-order, like, tfradio.net/Siege Omega, I think, is still available. Plenty of stuff. You can buy lots of stuff. This week, what I bought from Amazon... People know that I collect video games. I don't play video games, but I collect video games for whatever reason. I got this really awesome Retrobit controller for the NES. It looks like an NES Advantage. It's not, but it has a similar look to it. But the cool thing is it uses actual micro switches like an arcade. So I don't know if you can hear it, but it actually...
I think you're deafening the audience right now with that.
It's super precise. And honestly, you can swap the parts out for like high-end arcade parts, like at least Sanwa, if not Haps. Haven't done it yet. But the retail on this is like $28 through Amazon warehouse deals. I got this for $7.50. It's like I bought 2 of them. It's like the best deal ever. I don't have a link specifically to this, but my point is look for Amazon warehouse deals. Whenever you go to look for something, especially electronics, just click on the used and new prices. You can always find awesome bargains. This is the best, one of the best deals I've ever got. This is an awesome stick. So, just,
you know, you maybe want to look for one that says it comes in or with its original packaging, since that's less likely to be someone's return.
Well, so usually from Amazon warehouse deals, most of them, I bought something a couple weeks ago. It said it had cosmetic damage. It was completely pristine. It looks like the box got dinged, and I got it for like 50% the regular price. So for something, so I love Amazon warehouse deals. And sometimes you do get a customer return, and but I've never actually gotten something from Amazon warehouse deals that didn't work great. So just a pro tip as someone who uses Amazon way too much. Now I actually also have Prime Now, which in my area so I can order groceries and stuff and get them within 2 hours. I ordered sushi for lunch yesterday from Amazon. It worked out really great.
That is just such a trippy concept, ordering sushi for lunch from Amazon.
Yeah, it came from Whole Foods, so it was like grocery store sushi, but it was good grocery store sushi. So, but yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon. It's awesome. Okay, so Rob's not here, so just want to mention this real quick. What's on T-Formers? IDW Transformers number 7. I wanted to include this because I saw a lot of buzz today about Transformers number 7 on Twitter. People are actually saying that they actually like this issue, and it seems now like the series is picking up. So if you've been holding off and were curious if it was ever going to get off the ground, you know, maybe now might be the time to start checking it out. I'm not taking that advice myself, but I'm giving that advice.
Yeah, Rob's summary of his thoughts on this, which he related over Twitter after we established he wasn't going to be on, he says it was less boring than 1-5, but not so much so as 6. And this is probably because it spends less time explaining Cybertron rather than showing it than 1-5 did.
Nice.
Okay. So I guess it's still trending upward, but maybe not as much as last Fortnite.
Yeah, there you go.
Since it's 2 times a month.
Okay, so, hey, you can find the show notes for this episode at tfradio.net/626. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. I'm actually doing something. I'm reorganizing my office space this weekend. So I wanted to start doing maybe some calls again. We'll figure out how we're going to do it and when we're going to do it. But I'm going to streamline that and make that simpler. So just a lot of stuff going on. Again, tfradio.net/626. Leave us voicemail, 931-994-6268. Join us live, tfradio.net/live every Wednesday. We had some audio issues this week. Not sure why. I'll get it figured out. But the podcast version is going to be pristine. I am on Twitter at bkilby and on Instagram at briankilby. You can find my other stuff, other podcasts I do at briankilby.com. That's briankilby.com. Rob Clay is not here. He is on Twitter at flailthroughs. He also has a Patreon at flailthroughs. He'll do stuff for you for money. Patreon.
Can we rephrase that?
He'll do stuff for you that has to do with Gundams for money on his Patreon with video games. So there's that. There's Jason's not here. He's on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk. And he's got podcasts and stuff at podvocacy.com.
Is he still on Twitter? I think he gave that up.
No, I'm pretty sure he's on Twitter. I think we exchanged direct messages this week, so I'm pretty sure he's there.
I know he had been avoiding it for a while.
That's true. Rob Springer, at Ruba Rob Springer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. John Luna, he's everywhere at that John D. We are on Twitter at TF Radio, and like I said, we have giveaways we're doing. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and on Instagram at TF Podcast. And of course, you should subscribe to everything that we do at YouTube, which is at just search for Radio Free Cybertron. We're also on Roku. You can watch the show each week on a Roku channel. Just go to tfradio.net/Roku. It'll take you to a prompt. You log into your Roku account. You hit add and you've got it, or you can do it through the menu on your device. So, yeah. Roku is maybe our biggest platform, but we don't actually talk about it. So.
And now we may be the only Transformers-related thing on Roku.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, so if you like Transformers, which you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't, check us out on Roku. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, playwithphotography.com is where I post galleries and other assorted articles and guides of various sorts, focusing on toys and photography of toys. I, you know, kind of back myself into a corner with that one. I also post random photos sometimes, or even gallery previews. You can find that on social media, either by going to Instagram.com/playwithphotography or following at playwithphotos on Twitter. And if you like the work I do and want to help me be able to do more of it, you can contribute to my Patreon for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't got to that point yet. It's more just like, I will thank you profusely for giving me money on Patreon. Maybe I should change the donation tier description to that. You can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. In the last couple of days, I've been posting like out of context screenshots from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes, that's great.
Data performing small talk for money. You can also help me out, if not on Patreon, by browsing my sales list on Twitter, which I'll retweet or quote tweet or something sometime after the show. So that's near the top of my timeline and easy to find. Or, you know, you could buy something from my Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist. I would also like to point out Rob Clay's birthday is in just about 10 days from the time we're recording this. And if you would like to do something nice for him, his wish list is at tfradio.net/claylist.
And don't want to forget Don's wish list at tfradio.net/massyattack. Don, we need to actually load it up with more stuff you really want, not stuff that'll kill you.
Well, at least there's one thing on there that's useful for after we do kill him.
That's true. The casket. Yeah. Hey, real quick, Diecast shared with us the photo. It's a Mack truck. It says mask, so they don't get sued.
I think Diecast photoshopped that.
Well, then he photoshopped the pictures on T-Formers as well.
Yeah.
Damn it, Diecast, stop hacking my site.
But it says mask, not because of the mobile armored strike command or whatever the hell it is. It's because they just don't want to get sued for putting Mac on it.
Yeah, but it says it at least three different places on the vehicle, and they all say mask.
Yeah.
So Diecast, you're fast in that Photoshop and that website hacking. Wow.
So that's our first third-party mask vehicle.
It's not mask.
It is
Was there a cement mixer in Mask?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Too bad.
Yeah, there should have been.
There was an oil truck, though. Does that count?
It's close. No. It's close, though. Diecast, really? How do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Diecast2. If you want me to work for Hasbro, you can retweet my tweet about wanting to be the next Hasbro story.
I don't know if that's really like a popularity contest.
It's not.
I
think it's merit based.
I'm just trying to be digitally savvy. That's what they want. I'm trying to show that I'm down with the digitally savvy stuff.
Well, bless your heart, Diecast.
And you can also see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews, and you can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Awesome, Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EBR.
Very cool. Okay, that's it. We're done. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?